I don't have a title for this one yet. I kind of alluded to this being a conversation in the last conversation, which had to do with goal setting and stuff, or maybe it was in the vlog for last week. I honestly can't remember. But, yeah, I don't know. It's the legacy of an artist, something or other. I don't know. You obviously know the title before I do, because it's on this video that you're watching. Hopefully. Oh, I'm already in a really anxious place because of things that have nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with the art side of it. Somewhat to do with the mortality part of it, and the fear of dying part of it. Yeah, I'm just having anxiety over that because of some things. Yeah, anyway, great start. Great start. I was having a discussion with a friend a week or so ago, and we were talking about oil painting. And it got me thinking, or feeling more than thinking, because I couldn't really articulate a lot at that point. But we're talking about oil painting, and I was discussing how, like, you know, there's this thing where, like, with oil painting, I've been really scared to do it for a lot of different reasons, I think, and just didn't really seem to match my artistic process at the time and just my practice, and it's something I wanted to explore, but I didn't, maybe it's all, I was afraid because I didn't know how to fit it into my current practice, I didn't want to change my current practice. Again, there's a lot of reasons, fear of failure, fear of just, like, having, like, annoyance with having to do the amount of research. I don't like doing trial and error. When I experiment with something, if it's not something that I can fix right then, that becomes different, and if I want to choose to learn how to oil paint properly or use the proper steps so that it doesn't disrupt my artwork in a way that it can't be fixed. Like, I don't know how to explain it without going into all the technical stuff with oil painting. I just had realized a lot of things. Those are all things that I already knew, but one of the things that I hadn't been thinking about was the fact that an oil painting takes a long time to cure, to dry. That's something that I've... That's one pro for a lot of people. For me, it's kind of a con, which is that whole thing of, like, hey, why do I want to change my artistic process and my practice if that's not going to fit into my practice? But there's ways to do it. Again, I admire and really appreciate a lot of the things you can do with oil paints. I love textures. I love what I've seen with oil painting. The amount of depth of light and things like that, I really love when I see people use it effectively in that manner. Like, there's so many things. I'm like, I could really add this to my toolkit, you know? Like, I could do my own thing with oil painting. But during that short discussion I was having, I had kind of realized that maybe one other issue for me, whether it was subconscious or not, or maybe it's a new thing that is the fact that because it won't dry, like, I thought it was just my impatience, but because the oil painting won't dry and be properly ready for, like, a finish on it and stuff, perhaps for months, it also it's not done, like, it's not complete, and I have, like, this weird thing about, like, I guess a lot of this is stuff that I'm just discovering, and it's why for this conversation especially, like, it's not me just relaying the information that I have come to terms with or understood. I'm still figuring it out while I'm talking right now. So I guess, like, there's a thing of, like, I don't like to have projects that are incomplete, or they have to be at a certain stage, right? Like, and I just, like, so there's one thing that I wanted to do for a long time and like, for years now, and that's have, like, this photo booklet thing. Like, there's a lot of photos that I've taken that I'm really proud of, that I really enjoy, and there were some poetry things that I wanted to incorporate there, because they're actually photos of the text, of, like, my handwritten text of the poetry with edits and things that made sense for the tone and the mood, and I wanted a way to display those things, and I thought it would be, rather than having, like, an exhibition or something, I wanted to create a book. That was partly inspired by my friend Jordan, who had self-published a couple things himself, including a short story collection, and then a novel after that. And so I thought, you know what, he did it, like, I can do it. And it's one of those things that, like, not because, like, man, dude's an idiot, and if he can do it, anyone can do it. No, it was just like, oh, Like, this is a thing that can be done. Like, I can just go and do this thing. And, we don't edit out sneezes here. If you're not familiar, we keep sneezes in. So, yeah, it's been on my mind for years. And I, at one point, I started the process, and then I just, like, couldn't finish it. So I basically went back to square one. And it's one of those things that it will take time. It's not the type of creating that I'm used to. Because for over a decade and a bit, part of my process, even with visual art, or a lot of different art, was doing it in one sitting. If I were to write poetry, I don't like editing. Generally do it in one sitting. Even if I'm writing a song, a lot of it is probably based off of some other lines that I've written here and there. And those little fragments to me, in some ways those fragments are complete, or they sit there until I can use them for something. So they didn't feel incomplete necessarily. And some of those fragments became photos. Some of those fragments became, yeah, this is just what poetry is for me now. And I was able to, like, kind of figure out, like, because I had this nagging thing of, like, these are incomplete. I've got, like, this great line and nowhere to use it. Well, that great line by itself, that's the poem. That's it. I took a picture of it. And maybe I can insert one of those here if I remember to do so. I would take a picture of it. I'm like, this is the art. Like, this is it now. Like, that's all that I needed. Like, we're good, you know? And so, yeah, with visual art, too. Like, for years and years and years, my pieces generally had to be done in one sitting. Abstracts was the thing, especially, because I really wanted to capture that specific moment. And I didn't realize until I was teaching an art class, is it last year already? It can't be. No. I can't believe how slow this year has been. It's weird, because usually I feel like as you get older, time speeds up. But, like, a lot's happened in this past year. I can't believe it's been less than 12 months even since I've been living in the place I'm living. Anyway, not even last year. 6 months ago, whatever. Summertime, spring, doing some art classes. That's how I learned about some of my artistic process and why I do things the way I do, like with abstracts. Why I'd been doing it that way for so long, I got into that habit, and it was for different reasons, and then I just kept it going and kind of supplied my own reason as to why it made sense, and it didn't really make sense, and it caused me a lot of anxiety to create that way, to feel like I had to finish something in one sitting. Again, that was applicable to abstracts mostly before anything else, because I would have stages for things like a portrait. I would have a background and have to draw. I'd have to draw from my reference photo, I'd have to draw, like, an outline of my figure. And usually, because that took me a while to draw, because I'm not great at drawing, then I would be frustrated with it and be like, fine, whatever, like, I'm done with it, or it took so long or whatever that I didn't have time to paint or the desire to paint it anymore. And then the next stage was painting. Obviously, that dries, and then I've got to put a finish on it. But there's three main stages for me to do, like, a portrait or, like, a landscape or something like that, where I am using a reference photo. I don't use reference photos as much as I used to in the same way, or I don't draw them out. Like, I'm doing a lot more drawing while painting. But regardless, abstracts, I had this firm rule that I had to do it in one sitting, and it was to capture that moment, because I'm never going to feel the exact same way. And although I can understand the value to that or the concept behind it, for me, it was better and healthier for myself and my art practice, which are kind of the same thing. But I mean, for my mental health and my creative self, which, again, a lot of the times for me are the same thing, for me to disrupt that whole thing and realize, like, no, this is process. Like, well, why can't this painting be a culmination of three different sessions? And that's what the painting's about. It doesn't have to be about one single thing. I don't have to push myself to finish this in one sitting. Because if I can't actually visually resolve it, which I do care about, and analyze it and really make sure that things work visually, I'm not happy with the painting. Why am I calling a painting finished if I'm not happy with it? So once I hit that mental shift, it was quick. Like, I didn't need time to really get used to it. I was like, oh, this. I felt so relieved. Back to the other thing, artist, legacy, etc. With oil painting, I feel like there might be a part of me that is finding it difficult to jump into that, because It's not going to dry for a long time. Therefore, it's not done. And this whole other notion is that, like, I can't document it until it's done. Like, it needs to be dry. I need to put a finish on it for me to document it and share it. And I've talked about that before of, like, it's kind of like that thing of, like, if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one to hear it, did it really happen? I don't create... I create for me... This is going to be hard to follow, Andy. And maybe it's because you don't believe or think my feelings about this are valid. But, like, I create for me because I need to do it. But it's really hard for me to create and not share and feel like I did something. I think that, again, even when I do things that are what I would call private, I get satisfaction out of sharing them. So if I make private art, sometimes, I mean, I make things for people that are in my life, like family and friends or loved ones, whatever, and I still share that art. I still share that. I don't necessarily share that I made it for this specific individual. Other times, like even me just writing a letter to someone, I'm sharing that. This is why journal writing isn't very successful for me, because it's really difficult for me to keep my thoughts and my feelings just to myself, for better and for worse. So there's writing that I do, and I share the majority of that writing. If the writing is more mundane and doesn't seem to really have a lot of conceptual learnings and things like that going on, I generally don't share it because I don't see it as valuable. That perspective is shifting a little bit. I see it as valuable for me to go through that process. I don't need to share that process. But even this is helpful for me. I don't have to share this, but I do. And that's what's interesting, is like, I don't need to share this with anyone. I can just have this conversation. I don't even need the camera. I can figure out a way to just do it with, like, myself and learn these things. But I can't seem to just do that, like, talk out loud to nothing, unless I have an audience. And I think a lot of people would say, well, yeah, because you are more rational or sane, or who's going to sit there and talk to themselves out loud in a room? But the thing is that, like, if that's what helps me externally process, because I externally process through art, I externally process through writing as well, but those art forms are different, and I learn differently. Talking out loud, as I've mentioned many times, for external processing for me, I speak way faster than I think, so I am just saying way more feelings, and there's less filter of my brain and thinking. So, it's a thing that it's helpful, so even if someone thought that was crazy or whatever, if it's helpful for me and it's helping me understand myself better and whatever, why shouldn't I do that? But then what is the purpose of sharing it? And I think it would be a lie to say the reason that I share it is because other people out there need to know that they're not alone. And, like, no, that's part of the reason, but it's not the reason. And I don't know what that compulsion is, but I think it has something to do with the art isn't complete until it is witnessed by somebody else. Even if it's a private letter. Oh, I don't want to keep that letter to myself. I wrote it for someone else. Which for me goes back to art being communication. And you could say that I'm communicating to myself. I have an artistic process. Like, some people journal, right? And I've tried at several points in my life. But it's not rewarding enough for me to continue the habit. And part of that is maybe like, oh, I don't believe in the process enough. Or like, I am growing from that. I'm learning from that. But because there isn't an external reward or validation, then therefore it's not enough for me. Now, to address that, which I've addressed before in previous videos, and I'll try to link those videos at the end of this video, or if you're listening to the podcast, I would search the keyword art maybe or something, but I've talked about this before of how, like, I don't feel like I need the validation from other people. It's not like, if I posted something and I got zero likes, I don't care, because it's there. It has been seen, or will be seen, and it's there until we can't access that website anymore, or the internet anymore, or whatever. Or if something weird happens and my account gets deleted, like, it's there. Or, like, the physical things that I've created are there. They're present. Someone has... hopefully witnessed them. It's why it's kind of really difficult for me when I'm really expressive and have the time and the ability and desire to create, and yet my works stay in the basement without being shared physically, without someone else to enjoy them, which is another reason why I recognize the fact that I need to sell work in order to keep making work, because I don't have the financial means to just not sell any work and continue to have the supplies to create new stuff with the stuff I'm creating. With, you know, I mean, I could do that with a paper and pencil. I could do that with speech and poetry and whatever else, things that are free and expressive. But one of the methods I use is visual art, and that costs money. And it's why I'm willing to compromise on price a lot of times, because I'm like, I would rather break even and have this person have the piece. And I always thought that was because I want, like, and it's part, again, it's a part of it, but I don't think it's the whole piece of it. Therefore, it is not the truth, it is a truth. That I want someone to be able to enjoy it rather than it sitting in the basement. But it's not altruistic. Otherwise, I would just, again, I'd be donating my art all the time or whatever. It's also because I get something out of that. I get this validation of my existence and part of my heart and soul and mind, and part of me and my spirit and my energy is within that piece of art. And if it's shared with someone else, then I exist more than I do if I were trapped on it. I just realized maybe that's a massive fear. I don't like being alone. Like, I can be alone right now because I have faith that in a few hours I won't be alone. But if I were, like, castaway style, like, trapped on a desert island type thing, I don't think I would fare very well mentally, and I think it would be really quick because I'm scared of mortality, I'm scared of the unknown, I don't have the confidence in my ability to actually live in a scenario like that where I have to create my own shelter and find food and whatever else. But also, I just think the lack of, like, I don't know how quickly my mental health might deteriorate, because if my identity is partly built upon my ability to communicate with others, to validate the fact that I exist at all. Just knocked over a spray can. Then I wouldn't have that. And I'd have to find a way to, like, what would I do? You know what I mean? Like, if I start tagging up all the rocks with other rocks or carving in trees or something and say, you know, John was here, is that enough? I don't know. So I think with oil painting, to go back to that, which seems absurd now, but I think part of it is the fact that it's incomplete. It would take so long for it to finish that it makes me anxious to think about it. It makes me anxious to think about this piece of art that is incomplete. It is incomplete. Sometimes I've thought about, what if I'm creating this footage right now and nobody sees it? What if I'm involved in some weird activity? Like, okay, I was like, there's one time years ago where my friends and I got trapped in, well, not trapped. We were in an elevator that we were going up, and it, like, shook, it stopped, and it started to go down. And I thought I was going to die. And I don't think I was the only one out of the four of us that maybe thought that might happen. But then I was filming, and part of, like, in the GoPro, like, it's in a video of, like, you type in the word Calgary, and it's one of those episodes, and you can find it in the description. Because there's not very, very many videos in my channel that have the words Calgary in the title or description. So I think I messed up my sentence there, but hopefully you understand what I'm saying, because I don't even remember how to correct it, because I don't remember what I said. So, I think that, like, in that moment, there was a part of me that's like, yeah, I'm filming this, but for what purpose? Because if we die right now, what if no one gets to see this? What if they don't find the camera? What if it's obliterated? What if whatever? And that goes back to this whole weird thing of legacy, but then it trips me up, because then it should be, how do I combat that fear? It should be about being present. Again, all this is really related to my anxiety. And this whole thing is something I'm exploring in a body of work right now of self-portraits, which are not just portraits of my face, but of other people as well. I actually just sold one to a friend of mine who's giving it to a family member as a gift, and it was the portrait of Bo Burnham, and it was titled Art Harlot, which is what he called himself in one of his specials. And I identified with that and a lot of other things with Bo Burnham, and I felt like this was really a portrait of me, just using this other person that I identify with in certain areas of life and certain parts of his expression, especially being an art harlot, the way that he described it, I definitely identified with that. Regardless, so all of this, anxiety, fear of mortality, and how those are tied together, legacy, obviously tied into there, and how I express myself, how I can leave a legacy, is through creating. So this is all wrapped up in a body of work that I'm creating right now, whether it ever sees the light of day or has an exhibition, I don't know. I also just mentioned I sold one of those pieces. I'm not hoarding those pieces. That's also because of this thing of, like, creating a body of work. It's hard for me to hold on to the body of work. One reason, because financially, if someone buys it, I need the money now. I can't invest in having 20 pieces for later. Maybe they won't sell at all, and some of those would have sold if people saw them now versus then. But also part of it is that, like, I have a lot of ideas about this. I can continue making the work. I believe I will have a sufficient number of works to fill a space. And part of it is, like, again, like, oh, I would rather post it and someone has the opportunity to say they're interested, and then that physical piece, part of me, can be in the presence of someone else, and therefore that also somewhat ensures my legacy. Back to the oil painting. A friend was saying that, like, oh, it's interesting because oil painting lasts a lot longer when done correctly. The medium would have more longevity and more opportunity to be around than other pieces that I've done where the materials might break down. But that doesn't give me any comfort. It is so much about right now. I want someone to have this right now. I want it done right now. Like, I don't feel that anxiety a lot. Not on the surface. So, like, for instance, this video, I don't feel anxious about, like, right now, I have to sprint home. I have to, like, drive as fast as I can and upload it into my computer. And then I have to edit it. And then I have to post it. Because if I don't do it and I get into a car accident and I die, no one gets to see this, maybe. I don't feel that way. I don't think I feel that way. I don't do that thing, put it that way. But depending on where I'm at with my anxiety and other issues, I sometimes have that thought, but I don't do it. It's not that pressing. And there will always be something unfinished, because I'm always going to want to continue doing stuff. But the difference is when something is like, there's just stages. If it's just here and no one knows about it, I might really want to do it, but I don't feel the same pressure as if I actually physically started the project and haven't finished the project. However, you know, painting a simple background, like one color, knowing what I'm going to put on it, I have a couple pieces like that that have been sitting there for a year or more. And I want to finish them, but I haven't started doing enough on them to feel the pressure of it being incomplete. It just feels like it never was started. It was started here and here and actually here too, but not enough that I would call it incomplete. No one would walk into the studio and be like, there's an unfinished painting. And it's this interesting thing where I feel like, man, if someone walked into my studio after I had just died, how would I want it to look? I haven't really thought about that until this conversation. And part of me is like, well, you know, like, if it just looked clean and presentable in this very formal way of, like, this is a beautiful space and things are tidy and neat, or if it's just an absolute disaster and a mess and you see all these works in progress, I honestly can't decide what I would want someone to see. And I think that's partly because I don't care, because it's not about that kind of validation about what kind of person I am or was. It's so much more based on mortality while I'm alive versus having a legacy later on and securing that legacy somehow. Because I don't think that's what it's about. It's like, I think there's a part of me that maybe just feels so alien and so other that, again, it's not about a legacy and fame and everything else that people are going to be studying my work for decades and centuries to come, like we do with other amazing artists that have passed, like, hundreds of years ago or thousands of years ago. We're studying, you know, like, I don't know my history well enough. I don't know when things happened. But I mean, if I'm thinking of the Greeks, and the Romans and philosophy and things that we still study. That I'm going to be dead, so why does it matter? It doesn't actually help me in the moment. But if I am able to share right now part of me, then part of me is understood maybe by somebody else, and it makes me feel more present and here and real.